Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Harold. Can I ask for the name of the person you're transferring?
Ashley Robinson.
Thank you. Hey, Ashani, how you doing today?
I'm great, and you?
I can't complain. Cannot complain at all. It's almost Christmas, you know, so getting into the holidays.
Yes.
My name is Harold, and I'll be able to assist you here further. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, I haven't.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Okay. And can I ask you, did you use hair relaxer in the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
And were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
Aaron, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
When were you diagnosed?
This was September 21st of 2023. Been very complicated. But I'm pushing through on my healing.
There you go. One day at a time, you know.
Yeah.
And can I ask you, what hospital diagnosed you?
Rush University Medical Center.
That's the one in that's at the 600 South Paulina Street.
1653, yeah, West Congress Parkway, Chicago, Illinois, 60612.
Thank you. And what doctor diagnosed you?
Dr. Allison Grubbs, OB-GYN.
Dr. Grubbs. Okay. And so you were you're currently in Illinois right now?
I'm actually out of town right now.
Gotcha. But you currently live in Illinois?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Alrighty. Alrighty. And you were mainly using the hair relaxer in Illinois as well.
Yes.
Okay. Would you say you used it at least 4 times in a year?
I use it maybe 5 years.
For about 5 years, you used it.
Yes.
Okay. When did you start?
I started January 2016.
Up until 22.
Up until like maybe September 2023.
Gotcha, okay. How many times did you say you used it in a year? On average.
I could say a minimum maybe 10 times.
About 10 times. Okay. And so you did use hair relaxer at least 4 more times in 1 year prior to you being diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay. And you are a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, just
No.
ovarian cancer.
Just ovarian. Okay. Can I go ahead and grab your date of birth as well?
3/6/1996.
1990. And do you know anyone else who might have used hair relaxer?
I could probably ask some relatives.
Okay. If you do know anyone, you know, feel free to give them my information. I'm more than happy to help them out. Okay.
Okay.
And now, when you did use hair relaxer, were you using it weekly? Was it monthly?
Maybe like every 2 weeks.
Okay. Maybe 2 weeks or so. And so you use it for about 7 years consecutively?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like maybe like a minimum of four.
Okay. Four. And did you use it at home or did you go to a salon?
I was going to a salon in home.
At home? Okay. Were you using the Dark and Lovely or what brand were you using?
L'Oreal, the
L'Oreal.
Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal.
Gotcha, okay. And now, Were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you first started to use hair relaxer?
No, I was actually hospitalized for maybe like 6 days. But I was diagnosed on September 21st, 2023.
Gotcha. And did you use it 2 years prior to 2023, prior to you being diagnosed?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. And what type of treatment are you receiving for your ovarian cancer?
I have the partial operatomic root. I can't even pronounce the operatomic removed from my left ovary, which had the tumor. Then I had surgery. Then I had chemotherapy and other medications for pain.
Gotcha. Okay. When did you start your chemo?
September 27th of 2023.
And this was all done at the Rush University Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. All right, team. And let me ask you, do you have your medical records, or would they be at the hospital?
They will be at the hospital. I'm not home right now.
Okay, no worries there. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
A female.
And then you spell your name OSHANI.
Yes.
And then last name ROBINSON.
Yes.
Okay. And now I do have your email address being last name first name 28 at yahoo.com.
Yes.
And then your phone number, is this the best phone number? 773-993-6839.
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your property address?
3847 West Fillmore Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60624.
Perfect. That's in Cook County.
Yes.
All right. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you want to put down as your emergency contact?
I can put my sister.
Sister. Okay. And her name?
My name is Marquita.
MARQUIETTA.
Yes.
And then for the phone number.
1 second. I'm looking it up right now. She has a new number.
Oh, no worries.
773-872-1376.
Okay. And now, in order for us to go ahead and pull the medical records from the hospital, we do need the social, or I can take the last four if you don't feel comfortable with the whole thing.
Okay, 5961.
5961.
Yes.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and verify my spelling and my dates with you. So when I send this over, everything is accurate.
Okay.
I do want to just reiterate, we are on a recorded line. And you do want to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. Now you were diagnosed. That was 9/21/2023. Your date of birth is 3/6/1996. Okay. And then you started your treatment 9/27/2023.
Yes.
And then you spell your name OSHANI, last name ROBINSON,
Yes.
last four of your social 5961,
Yes.
your property address 3847 West Fillmore, FILLMORE Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60624.
Yes.
And then we have your sister emergency contact 773-872-1376.
Yes.
Alrighty. Let me go ahead and send these over to you now. That way you have them. Give me one moment here. So you should have just received them. They should say Harold King Mass Torch Strategies DocuSign.
Yes.
Perfect. So go ahead and open those up.
Okay.
And then the law firm you're working with, they're called Pulaski Law Group.
Okay.
And so they're based out of Texas. So let me send you their information now. And then how this is going to work, once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. And then they'll be able to take a look at them. They'll then call you in about 7 business days to verify the information one last time. And then from okay. that moment on, they'll actually be able to, you know, represent you, go ahead and, you know, ask for the medical records from the hospital and everything like that.
Okay.
And then
I just finished signing.
Perfect. And then I also just sent you 2 text messages. It has the information to the law firm. It's a 909 number, and then my phone number is the direct line that you're receiving the text messages from, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Yep. And I just got them back, so I'll be able to go ahead and send those up now. Do you have any questions or anything for me before I let you go?
No, I do not.
Alrighty. If you do, like I said, that's my direct line. I'm in California. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So let me know anything you got, and I'll be able to help you out, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course. No problem at all. You have a blessed rest of your day and happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.